bus passes, cell phones, and purses go into the lockers each morning, and out come the chef duds.
Put this in here, put my little hat on, take my jacket off. Got my little culinary pants here. This is chef, they call chef mate. Chef mate pants here.
Reggie Foster will graduate this week with the 30th class of the Community Culinary School of Charlotte. After 13 weeks of training, students leave with cooking fundamentals, a certificate in food safety, and most move directly into a job as a line cook or catering chef in Charlotte's hospitality industry.
The Community Culinary School of Charlotte is for adults who've experienced barriers to employment.
Meet Chef Ron Allert, the school's director.
Barriers to employment are the stereotypical drug or alcohol addiction or incarceration, and that record follows you around. But the biggest barrier that we're finding now with our demographic is that $6, $7, and $8 an hour salary range.
Allert says most of his students have very little education and little of the know-how to improve their earning power. Some have serious disabilities. Others come from extreme poverty. Many have never even written a resume, says Allert.
So we try and teach them basic cooking skills that will allow them to start anywhere from $9 to $12 an hour, depending upon experience.
In the 10 years since the school was founded in Charlotte, more than 500 students have graduated, and Allert brags about their ability to compete with the best from Charlotte's nationally known culinary schools, CPCC, Johnson & Wales, and the Art Institute of Charlotte.
Jim Alexander of Zebra has consistently used our students, and we have a student who's been with him now for going on, 3 years, and Alejandro came here. He barely spoke any English. He was one of the first group of Latin students that we took in, and he's now been with Jim for 3 years. And I mean, Zebra Restaurant is by far one of the finest dining establishments possibly in the United States. What we're doing now is we're producing the food for friendship trays. This is the cold line, and we're going to crank out about 400 of them, and then we're going to turn the kitchen around and produce hot meals, so about another 400 of them.
The students are scooping salad and spaghetti into styrofoam containers, assembly line style, for the local Meals on Wheels program called Friendship Trays. But what they're actually doing, says Allert, is paying their tuition.
They have to help with Friendship Trays if they want to get a certificate from us and finish this program. That's how they pay for the school. It's a barter system.
Students at the school don't seem to begrudge those service hours, especially since similar training at another culinary school would cost thousands of dollars at a minimum. Gary Park says working with Friendship Trays has actually been his favorite part of the 13-week program.
I enjoy the concept that they have here, about helping other people, by preparing the meals for them and carrying it to them. Because I might get in the right situation myself one day, or somebody that I know might get in that situation.
Chef Ron Allert manages to operate the Community Culinary School on just $300,000 a year by partnering with Friendship Trays and providing meals for other nonprofit events. Those nonprofits pay a small fee, and his students get experience in everything from cafeteria-style cuisine to high-end catering. Sybil Durant is working on one of those projects right now, bent over an enormous vat of bubbling broth.
Right here, we're cooking stew beef for tomorrow.
Durant enrolled in the school 10 years ago after getting out of jail. She says she didn't take to cooking initially, but something clicked around the 9th week of classes. Now, she's a full-time employee at the culinary school, in charge of kitchen operations.
And the main thing I really like is that by working with the students in the culinary school, I get to give back what was so freely given to me over and over. And they say as long as we give away, the only way we can keep what we have is by giving it away.
So when you see a new student come in and you know maybe they're coming from a tough background or they're in a
tough
spot?
And I just tell them, hold on. Just hold on and keep doing what you're doing.
And make some more salad.
Yeah. And it works. It works.
Chef Ron Allert credits generous community donors and events like Charlotte Taste of the Nation for providing the cash to keep classes in session at the Community Culinary School. But he says his students get the credit for using their new sauce and soup making skills to break down the barriers that have kept them from success in the workplace. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose.